Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Good to have you with us on a Thursday. Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, always joins us at about this time to preview what's in the paper today. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I know we talked about the Gulf Breeze Dog Park and
how it
had to get closed because there were so many disputes among the people there. And one of the people had filed an Americans with Disabilities Act complaint about the dog park. So there was a huge meeting. Lots and lots of people came, people who live inside the city, people who live outside the city, all talking about the dog park. And what they decided to do was they're going to institute a code of conduct, not for the dogs, mind you, but for the people who bring the dogs to hopefully quell some of this dissension. And meanwhile, they did have an expert come in and talk about the dog park and what can be done. And they said that the ADA rules for a dog park are very gray. However, they are going to make some improvements, including adding an ADA accessible parking and also a non-slip path for you to walk up to it, possibly changing the style of gate that goes into the dog park. And seem to make everyone happy, I think so. So once these things are done, the dog park will reopen. It's a shame that we have to get to this point, but
it is.
In the end, I think it's going to end up making a better dog park.
Dog parks and public access, man. Things that get people worked up. You know, do you happen to know if the people who were causing the problems or raising the complaints were at the meeting? Because I know the whole community came and packed out the place. But do you know if the people who were actually the source of the issue were there?
I'm not positive.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
Fair enough.
But I do know it was a big crowd. So
we have,
I think a lot of the people don't live inside the city either.
Right. And maybe they were embarrassed either to show their face or because they're not residents. I don't know either way. Last day of school tomorrow. Is that right for Santa Rosa?
That is hard to believe. It just started, didn't it? Didn't school just start?
It's so fast.
I mean, this is me. We all get to run out of our offices at the end of the day screaming and, you know, everything. Wouldn't that be fun? No, actually, it is amazing. So tomorrow's the last day of school in Santa Rosa County. And then on Saturday, our class of 2024 graduates at the Bay Center.
Wow.
Congratulations to all of them for their accomplishments. What a wonderful achievement.
You guys are doing something that we're familiar with. You're doing a farm series, right, in the paper?
Yes, Melanie went and spent a day up at on the farm tour, and she's going to do a series of about different farms in our area. You know, such a huge part of our economy, and the farms are, you know, you don't necessarily drive past them that often, so it's really nice to get a glimpse.
Right.
This week, she's starting with the Hendricks Farm up in Jay. They are primarily cotton and soybean farmers. They also raise cattle and do different things as well. And she was able to go and visit them. She's going to have another one next week. So it's going to be a nice series to find out a little bit more about some of the economics that drive our economy.
I love it. I love it. We kind of stuck with one farmer over the course of now 2 years. And I love the idea that you guys are going to be bringing a highlight from all these different farms and all the different operations and the common and distinct problems that they face. I think that's fantastic. I love it. What is this Aluminum Cup Weekend thing?
Well, okay, so Cheryl Kelsch, she's one of my friends, and she's also a big environmental activist. And she is always encouraging people to use aluminum and recycle it because an aluminum can be recycled endlessly. And you want to keep them out of the landfills. You want to recycle them. She's the one who's put up these beautiful sculptures of dolphins that you can feed the dolphin your old cans. So this weekend, she's come up with a plan with the people from Paradise Bar and Grill on the beach that they're going to replace all their plastic cups with aluminum cups. And these cups may cost a little bit more on the beginning, but if you recycle them, you can reuse them. In the end, they're going to be a lot cheaper. And, of course, that's cool drinking. It's so much colder drinking a drink out of an aluminum cup. So she's trying to get people to understand, look, this is a small change that can be made. And just over the weekend of Memorial Day weekend, but if we can extrapolate this out and do it more, we would really help reduce the amount of plastic that we throw away it ends up in our waterways and our landfills.
No, that sounds great.
I encourage you to try to, this weekend, if you're going to be out on your boat, you're going to be drinking soft drinks or beers or anything like that, make sure you recycle those cans, because they can be turned into another can over and over and over again, whereas plastic is only recycled just a very small percentage.
Plus, if you need to repair a bullet hole on your airplane, you know, wing, aluminum cup will help way more than a plastic cup ever would. So, no, that's a good note. Fort Pickens is doing Living History this weekend.
Living History. Yes, I love those. I've been to those before, and they are fun. I went to one time at night. It was great. I did not know all the things about Fort Pickens. But, yes, this weekend they're going to have from May 25th through May 27th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's going to be some different Guardians of the Gulf. They're going to have Secrets of the Seashore. Pick up a Gulf Breeze News to get the schedule, because we do have that there, or you can visit them online. What a wonderful way to visit and explore some of our history, military history, on Memorial Day weekend as well.
That's fantastic.
And, of course, we need to honor our veterans.
The paper
and, not our veterans, but also our
Absolutely. You've also got a story about Gulf Breeze Will Do trying to hit 200 members. You are a big fan and supporter of that organization, I know. Good organization. Tax deeds, always in the paper. So you might be able to acquire something a little bit cheaper than otherwise would be. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to preview the paper. Lisa, thanks for the time. Thanks for the information. We'll see you in the breeze. Beat you to it.
I will see you in the breeze. Thank you. Bye.